On an afternoon in early fall, Depot Town is bustling with people. Most are headed to one of the handful of restaurants on Cross Street. According to Jessica French, it wasn't always like this.
For a long time, Depot Town wasn't the most savory place to visit or to raise a family or to build a business.
French co-owns the Sidetrack Bar and Grill. She's also a member of the Ypsilanti Downtown Development Authority. She says support from residents and businesses have helped turn Depot Town around. That and tax money.
A lot of that has been made possible because of improvement projects funded by the Depot Town TIF.
TIF stands for Tax Incremental Financing. It's been an ongoing topic of debate for several months in Ypsilanti. More precisely, the debate is over how the money should be spent.
This is probably the most successful business area in the city of Ypsilanti as of now.
That's Ypsilanti's City Councilman Pete Murdoch. We're sitting outside on a bench in the middle of Depot Town, probably one paid for with funds from the TIF. Murdoch is leading the charge in City Hall to change how much money can be collected through the TIF and how much Ypsilanti's Downtown Development Authority can spend on improvement projects in the area.
The idea is to increase the taxable value and to generate more income for the city and the library and the AATA and the county and stuff.
Murdoch and a few others on the city council want the DDA to hand over a portion of the funding to the city to go back into the general fund for city services. The Downtown Development Authority, however, wants to keep most of the funding the TIF collects intact. They say there's more benefit to Ypsilanti as a whole by maintaining an economically strong downtown. Depending on who you talk to, the impact the money from the TIF will have is debatable. Councilman Murdoch.
You count dollars one at a time, and if it's not enough money to do anything for the city, it's not enough money for the DDA to do anything particular with. So the argument, I don't think, makes any sense. What we're talking about is fairness here.
Tim Kolbeck is the director of the Ypsilanti Downtown Development Authority. He says it's not quite that simple.
A, the work's not done. There's still a need for us. That there's important things that still need to be done. You know, in particular, the potential for a train stop, which is, you know, looking more and more like a very real possibility. Well, the city's not in a position financially to pay for the things that they're going to need to pay for. They won't be able to bond, you know, because they're extended at their point with their bonding. It would be up to the DDA.
Kolbeck says for every dollar the DDA spends in Depot Town, roughly $2 to $3 in private investment is returned to the city in the form of sales taxes and property taxes. He says if the city ends Depot Town's TIF or even reduces the amount the DDA may collect, it will most certainly impact future development in the area. And that, he says, will hurt Ypsilanti.
The net gain that the city would get on these proposals that have been on the table from Councilmember Murdoch are really minimal and benefit to the city, particularly when you're thinking about how much money, you know, that they need to get, what they would actually get from us, it's minimal. And then when you look at the benefit of what we're doing with this small amount of money, there's much, much more value to the community in keeping us going in whole.
There is room for negotiation, Kolbeck says. He says the DDA is willing to compromise with the city on how much revenue goes back to Ypsilanti, but that depends on whether the city council will continue to leave most of the TIF's revenue in the control of the Downtown Development Authority. City council members will hear the DDA's proposal, as well as Councilman Murdoch's, at the next meeting on Tuesday, October 6. Amanda LeClaire, 89.1 WEMU News.